The wolf control programs are happening this winter and coming spring in areas of the western interior and southwest Alaska.
For the Mulchetna caribou herd, for moose in Unit 19A, which is in the middle Kuskokwim near Sleep Mute, and then in the upper Kuskokwim near McGrath, Unit 19D.
Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Tom Paragai says a fourth program in the Glen Allen area could also go, depending on the outcome of moose and wolf population surveys. State wolf control programs rely on permitted public pilot gunner teams and sometimes state employees to kill wolves. This winter's efforts will be the smallest since programs to reduce wolf and bear numbers to boost moose and caribou populations under Alaska's intensive management law began in the early 2000s. Looking at 10 programs active at various times between 2003 and 2018, Paragai says most met at least some of their objectives, including a 13-year campaign aimed at growing the 40-mile caribou herd in the upper Yukon and Tanana Rivers region.
The 40-mile is one of the programs that met both its population and harvest objectives, achieved and surpassed 50,000 caribou. And now they're starting to provide more harvest opportunity there to take advantage of the larger herd.
Paragai is conducting an assessment of state predator control programs run between 2003 and 2018. Using some of the same state data, Anchorage-based independent biologist and predator control critic Rick Steiner recently released his own review of current programs.
The bottom line is, after spending millions of dollars of public funds, and killing thousands of wolves and hundreds of bears and translocating bears, the results have been mixed at best. And there's a pretty vibrant debate in the scientific community about whether or not these predator control efforts actually have assisted long-term in these moose and caribou populations.
Steiner contends that the state doesn't have the science to justify predator control.
Even if you have take thousands of wolves out of an area and the moose or caribou population increases, it does not mean that the predator control effort was directly the cause of the population increase.
It's not like physics and chemistry where you've got an action and a reaction. You've got a lot of moving parts in a living system.
The state's Paragai says on a basic level, predator control works. But because there are so many other factors, including weather and wildfire, science can't provide a definitive answer about its effectiveness.
Ultimately, it comes down to personal values and ethics about whether predator control is appropriate to do and where and how, and then how much cost is involved with it. Those are all very good questions.
Paragai says the state posts annual program data so that the public can judge for themselves. Steiner wants the state to suspend the remaining programs and have the efficacy of state predator control reviewed by the National Academy of Sciences, something that last happened over 20 years ago. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.